Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. And we're reading today from Ezra in the 8th chapter, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I sat in the house and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward fire, and from his loins even upward as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand and took me by a lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me into the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar of the image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations they do there, here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and the idols in the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. And he said also unto me, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see great abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they worshiped the sun toward the east. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah they commit the abominations they commit here? For they fill the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. God help us all. Ezekiel is taken out in the spirit by the Lord to show him the abominations, the rebellion, and the disobedience, and the idolatry of his chosen people. We should learn that the just recompense the Lord for the idol worship, rebellion, and disobedience. And in my humble opinion, the many devastating things that are taking place today, like the extreme inclement weather the unexplainable fires, the senseless gun violence. They are the results of this displeasure of God with his people. God selected people centuries ago, and he let them know that you are my people and I will be your God. And I will never forsake you. And I'll provide for your needs. But yet the devil tricked the minds of those people that they still went into idolatry, following the fads and the trends and the practices of the people around them. And God had to end up sending famine upon them. He had to send pestilence upon them. And he punished them for their rebellion, for their disobedience. So when we look around us today in 2024, are we really surprised as at the pestilence? Are we really surprised when we hear of earthquakes in diverse places? Are we really surprised when we see how God is allowing mudslides and volcanic eruptions and all of these things to take place, destroying people, destroying property? And what do we experience? We're experiencing that in all of these atrocities, in all of these devastating, tragic things, God has not taken that many lives based on the whole of the population of humanity. So what's he telling us? I'm still giving you a chance to get it right. So when he sent his son in the form of human flesh to show us how to do it, to show us how to please the Father, the people didn't like that. They even thought they were killing him. They tried to kill him because they wanted to live in the flesh. Out of all the devastating and catastrophic things that God did in their lives and did to them and the things they suffered, still got themselves caught up in idolatry. How about 2024? The church has been chosen. God has even put his spirit in us, saints, to help us to be able to empower us to walk the walk prescribed in the scriptures. And humanity is still failing God. So all we're doing now is, as the scripture teaches us, the God said he would have to shorten the days that the very elect might be saved. So for those of us that understand, let's continue to press forward with a greater readiness, with a greater diligence, to try to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know that there's a way out of that darkness. And there is a possibility that God could delay some things that he's allowing to happen to all of humanity. A man is not rightly conditioned until he is a happy, healthy, and prosperous being. And happiness, health, and prosperity are the result of a harmonious adjustment of the inner with the outer of the man with his surroundings. James Allen. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again today we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience this new day, and we ask you again, God, today, as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks that you set before us, God, that you envelop us in your favor and allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives. And again, God, just for anywhere and everywhere we failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive us, Lord, and allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives. Let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation just envelop us, overtake us, that we can be the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ to help those that are still in darkness. And they're so deep in the darkness that they don't realize that they're in that darkness because the culture that they're in, the environment that they're in, the circles that they run in, they all think alike. They all see the same thing. And they can't see outside of that darkness because they're so enveloped in that darkness. But God, but we know that we too one day were just like that. We thought we had it together. We thought we knew. And we were just pushing forward and doing everything. And we didn't realize we were in violation of his word because we didn't seek God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We didn't seek God to know how to forgive one another and to love even our enemies. We didn't know how to make ourselves available to help others rather than just hoarding everything to ourselves and being selfish and cynical and being jealous. We didn't know the disobedience that we were in. But God, we thank you that today in this very hour for looking beyond our faults and our flaws and choosing us to put your spirit in, for us to demonstrate your holiness, to demonstrate your righteousness, to demonstrate to those that are in darkness that there is light, because you, all your children, your sons and your daughters that are baptized with your spirit, God, you made us children of the day and of the light, not children of darkness and the children of the night. You brought us out into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know, Holy Father, that you saved us, and by us, others can be saved. And we know, God, how Satan is on the prowl and he's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. How he's manipulating the minds of weak people that all they care about are the things of the flesh. God, and they don't understand that you have told us very explicitly in your word that if we walk upright before you, living according to your instruction, there is no good thing that you would withhold from us. You were very explicit in your word, and you let Jesus leave it on record for us. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. God, and so we don't have to lie and cheat and steal and be hypocritical and to do what you want us to do. All we got to do is just love you like you loved us. Reciprocate, show the love back, walk upright, treat our enemies right, God. Don't allow it. We know that we can't walk in the vanity of our mind as other Gentiles walk. We know we can't do that. We know that we find a brother going contrary to the gospel and the doctrine which we've learned. We know to avoid him. We know that you've given us instruction to come out from among them that don't walk in obedience to your word and acknowledge you as God and have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, so that we can be the light of the knowledge of the gospel. We will just radiate from us. It'll just shine all over the place, and people will see us not walking like them, not talking like them, not doing the things that they do, not going to the places that they go. God, and they will wonder why we do it when they see us, we smile, and good morning, and good afternoon, and hello, and all, and they just can't figure us out. And they're trying to figure us out rather than talking with us. But when you allow our paths to cross, we know, Holy Father, that you're going to word our mouths, that we're going to be able to share with them that we too one day were in darkness. We didn't know either. But because everybody around us was doing the same thing, we started doing the same thing. But when you stepped into our lives, Holy Father, you turned things around. You enlightened us. You brought us to a greater understanding and more clarity of your word because you allowed pastors into our lives that you had baptized with your spirit that began to teach us and demonstrate the gospel and the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah. And when we discovered that we were so lost, and we were so deep in darkness that we began to cry out to you, Lord. And at your discretion, you saved us. You fished us from that sea of sin, baptized us with the Holy Ghost. And now we have the indwelling of the Christ of God. And now we know that it is our responsibility to try to reach as many people as we can and help them to come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel, to give you joy. And when we give you joy, so said the prophet, that you will continue to strengthen us to be who you would have us to be. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today. And we ask you, God, and I'm asking you, hallelujah, that every pastor everywhere that's preaching and are attempting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you grant each one of us a refreshing from your presence. God, just baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost. God, that even where we might have been leaning a little bit, the enemy may have been manipulating our minds, that you will refresh the Holy Ghost in us. God, that we'll push out that rebellion and that contrariness that we were about to allow to overtake our thinking and our being. God, and when you refresh us, God, and we're going to realize whose we are and what our charge is. And you said that you would give your people pastors after your own heart to feed them with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. So when we come back to realize, and when these pastors come back and realize, because there'll be many, God, hallelujah, that they say that you sent them to go into preaching to teach the gospel, but they don't demonstrate it. They find themselves doing things that are very contrary to scripture. God, in each one of us and every one of us, when you allow us to see ourselves in that kind of predicament, God, help us, God, and help us to realize that to turn to you with a very repentant spirit. God, please forgive us. We slip back. We fell back. This darkness that you got us out of, God, I see this darkness. I realize this darkness. God, and we're going to come out of that. You're going to refresh us, God, and everyone that's guilty, God, they come to you in sincerity, not looking for a quick fix, but they're looking for permanence, God, with you, that you're going to refresh them, baptize afresh with the Holy Ghost, and they're going to stand and preach and teach and demonstrate this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. But they're going to demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help those that are still in darkness to know that there is a way out of that darkness, that they will just make up their mind to look around them and see the goodness of the Lord, to see your love, to see your mercy, how you provided them so many with excellent jobs, with excellent incomes. They're living in fine homes. They're driving nice automobiles, and God, and they're just taking care of their families, and whatever they desire, whatever they want, they can have it. God, but then there are some that are struggling. Hallelujah. God, and some are struggling, God, because they've lost their self-sufficiency, they've lost their financial independence. God, hallelujah, because they never got to the truth of the knowledge of the gospel. And if they did, they slipped away, God. They began to misappropriate the funds that you allowed them to have. God, the finances that you allowed them to have. God, and they robbed you. They didn't give their tithe. They didn't give the offerings it's been prescribed in scripture for us to do. God, and so you just took away their livelihood. For one reason or another, God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, by whatever reason, God, that they've lost their financial independence and self-sufficiency. I'm asking you, God, along with them and all that are praying, God, hallelujah, to restore their independence, restore their self-sufficiency, Lord, like only you can. God, and when they cry out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, hallelujah. God, and restore my independence, God, and when you determine that they are sincere, God, and when they are really looking for permanence to get back and do it right, God, hallelujah, or to get to where they can do it right with them, being saved as you would save them through all of this trouble and trial and confusion and tribulation, God. And they will know, hallelujah, to get themselves in church, learn the word of God, learn to get their proper instruction. They will follow the instruction of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, and when, even if you allow some sickness to overtake them, as we know right now, God, in hospital rooms, there are some people that have been overcome with some disease, some kind of sickness, God, some kind of condition or whatever it might be, We know right now, God, that you're the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. And I'm asking you, God, hallelujah, when you hear that sincere, dedicated, committed cry, God, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought. And if you'd be so kind, Lord, please, God, refresh me, reaffirm me. God, heal me. Get me out of this sick bed. Get me back on my feet so that I can go and testify and tell people that you're a healer. I can show them with my presence that you're a miracle worker, you're a healer, and you're still doing it even today in 2024. Let it be so, Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name. God, because the preachers are preaching the truth and the people's faith is increasing and they're beginning to trust your word, they're beginning to trust you, God, and now that you've allowed them to find themselves more in the midst of people that trust you, people that believe you, people that walk in clarity and understanding, and now their faith is beginning to grow, and how the enemy has manipulated their minds like he's even manipulated some pastors, God, and people and leaders in the church, and because Jesus Christ even told his disciples that if they weren't careful, the devil would steal the word out of their heart. God, and that's what the devil is doing to many because they're concerned about the things of this life. They're concerned about the flesh and the lust thereof and the pride of life. Hallelujah. God, and you just moving by your spirit. But when they acknowledge that they're back in that darkness that you got them out of, or when they realize that they see others have testified that they were once in that darkness, but then you never saved them because they never came to you. But now through all of this, they're coming to you and crying out to you and repenting, God, and you're going, hallelujah. God, you're going to save those that aren't saved. God, hallelujah. And those that are saved and allow the enemy to manipulate their thinking, making promises about things in this life that pertain to the flesh. God, hallelujah. And you, when you, they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, God, I have failed you, hallelujah. I failed you in the way I think. I failed you in the way I talk. I failed you in the things that I did. But please forgive me and refresh me. God, hallelujah, when you hear that cry at your discretion, God, you're going to refresh them and get them back on the right path in life. God, and they're going to let the light of the knowledge of the gospel just shine brighter than ever before. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you glory for it. And we know, God, hallelujah, that there'll be many homes, God, that need your presence. There'll be many homes, God, that the devil has packed in and he's just anchored himself down in those homes, God, because just like, God, the scripture teaches us that when the spirit is cast out of a man and he leaveth and he goeth somewhere to find a place to live and to lodge. And when he findeth none, the scripture said, he said, I'm going back to my house. But when he went back to his house and he found it barren, cleaned and barren, that there was nothing there, God, they got the devil out, but they didn't receive the baptism of your spirit. God, hallelujah. But when they turn and come back to the house, they come back and he took in, God, his friends that were worse than him. And he went in the house first, so teaches the scripture. And before he could get out again, they had to get those other demons out first. God, and so we know today that in some homes, there are some people, God, that have come to the knowledge of the truth. But the demonic forces are just in their homes and just won't leave. But I'm asking you, God, hallelujah, as they pray, as they seek you, I'm praying with them, God, that you will move by your spirit in that home. You will empower their thinking. You will take control of their thinking and their hearts and the things that they hear. And they will begin to pray together in that home. They will even fast and go on dedications in that home because they know that the word teaches us that you said your peace you left with us, God, your peace you give unto us. God, and but there's no Lord, no love in that home, no peace in that home, no joy in that home, God, hallelujah. But I believe, God, today in this very hour, when they unite together and they begin to pray in that home and they begin to seek you in sincerity in that home, God, you're going to let your presence come. You're going to send the Holy Ghost in there to drive out these demonic forces. God, and where the children were rebellious and hard-headed parents were disrespectful to the children, there's cussing and swearing and fighting and all these things. God, you're going to drive these spirits out of those homes. And God, and they're going to get to the church house and they're going to seek you. Hallelujah. And they're going to hear the preacher, the pastor, teaching and preaching. God, hallelujah, with knowledge, with understanding of that knowledge. And they're going to yield themselves to you and you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And those homes, God, hallelujah, joy is going to come back in that house, in that home. Hallelujah. God, joy will come back to that house and turn it back into a home. Love will come back to that house and turn it back to a home. Hallelujah. God, just your happiness, your peace. God, hallelujah. God will come back and turn that home into a God presence home. And for that, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you, Lord. Do it in every home where people get serious with you. And we're asking you, God, for those that have lost loved ones, God, and their hearts are heavy and they don't know how to move forward. They don't know what to do because the lost loved one was the provider for the family. So now that God, they're just caught in a strait. They don't know what to do. God, but we are beseeching you by your mercy and your loving kindness. God, those people around them that know you, God, hallelujah, help them to step in and instruct and to demonstrate and to assist and to help them, God, and you move by your spirit and comfort and console and strengthen that these people can rise up, God, hallelujah, and live their lives in such a fashion to give you glory and honor, God, so that they'll be able to help others when that happened to them. So we thank you again today. I thank you, God, and I know that every believer around the world, God, that believe in you, that believe that you gave your only begotten son to lay down his life, went back to glory, and you sent back the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and to everyone that believe on his name, you will give them power to be receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we have the indwelling of the Christ of God, hallelujah, that we will be ready on the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord and God again today in this very hour. This is my hope. And I believe and I trust that this is the hope of people around the world that believe God in Christianity. They believe that you're God and you're God alone. They believe that you gave your only begotten son that laid down his life, that sent back the Holy Ghost as you said you would. God, I believe as they believe that you're going to turn things around and you're going to keep us and bring us home to be with you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, but we know that until that day shall come, the enemy is still on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, and to divert us away from the truth with new philosophies and vain doctrines, God. And God, when we know that nothing is new, God, because everything is settled, and you said that don't add to, not subtract from. God, hallelujah. So we know, God, until that day come, you're going to continue to maintain our cause, keep us enveloped in your favor, continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, continue to let us be the light of the knowledge of the gospel, that we shine with the knowledge, the demonstration of the truth. Hallelujah. Until the Lord Jesus shall come to get us. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God. And we're asking you, God, again, everywhere, just continue to move where you see, you hear truth, you hear sincerity, you hear, God, honesty, people that are crying out to you and seeking you in sincerity and in truth. We know you hear us, and we know that, God, at your discretion, you're going to move and provide us and fulfill our lives with all the promises that you've made to all of humanity. And particularly to those of the household of faith. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God bless every one of you, wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Just remember again today, the things are not as bad as they seem. Because you can look back in your life and you can find things and you can remember things that you just got to that place that I don't know what to do. I don't know how this is going to happen. And then when it was all done and God put it behind you, you look back and said, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So it is with everything that befalls you today. It's not as bad as it seems if you don't let your faith fail you. And there's nothing that happened to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, prophesy to yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.